We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants,
that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, gentle viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for our better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us. In Europe, Yorkburg 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Ashton 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Asiasat 5 and Asiasat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 30 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, channel 44 on Via Vision via Via Mayor. In Paraguay, in Asuncion, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Mongolia, in Hovd Province, channel 21 on Han Altea Cable TV. In Erdenet City, channel Z26 on Kha Tenga Cable TV and channel 50 on Himora Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Siling Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dakhan Ul Province, channel 8 on Dakhan Broadcasting System. In Shah, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision, channel 47 and Orange Cable Companies, channel 65. In Hotul, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on ReCam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United States donates more than $411 million to Jordan. In green news, the United Kingdom pledges over $165 million to help protect and replenish our forests. In ecology news, celebrity guests take part in international coastal cleanup in Hong Kong. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 10th, is the birthday of internationally acclaimed Iranian actress and filmmaker, Ms. Nikki Karimi. Born in Tehran, Ms. Karimi has been in more than 20 movies, receiving honors such as Best Actress in the 1999 Taormina Film Festival in Italy, the 2001 Cairo Film Festival in Egypt, and the 2002 Fajr Film Festival in Iran. Some of her most well-known works include The Fifth Reaction, Sarah, and Two Women. Ms. Karimi is also a distinguished director. Our many thanks, Nikki, for sharing your exceptional talents. May you have a peace-filled birthday with loved ones.
Lion News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from India. At the start of October, torrential rains triggered floods in southeastern Karnataka and neighboring Andhra Pradesh states. At least 130 people perished as hundreds fled to rooftops and higher grounds to be rescued. Thousands more were rendered homeless after more than 40,000 houses were damaged. On October the 2nd, conveying much sorrow and her prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $15,000 in aid for the most vulnerable, an amount that could purchase $243,000 in items in the United States based on India's cost of living.
On October 9th, our association's relief team from Formosa or Taiwan went quickly to the city of Guntur, one of the most affected areas in Andhra Pradesh state, covering their own travel and related food and lodging expenses. After speaking with a local flood control center, they found that the government had already distributed rice and other necessities to every affected family.
The team then headed toward the state's third largest city of Vijayawada, where the Krishna River had overflowed, with 65 people who had lost their lives and millions who were forced to leave their homes for shelters. On the way, our association's relief team stopped at three affected villages in the administrative area of Ibrahimpatnam, where they delivered relief packages to nearly 2,000 families in need, much to the recipients' appreciation. At each stop, the team distributed SOS flyers to inform people of the urgent situation facing the planet and its vegan solution.
We are grateful for the timely initiatives of the Guntur government personnel. Our thankfulness also for Supreme Master Qinghai's loving comfort to the distressed and to our association's relief team for their diligent efforts. We pray for the soon recuperation of the Indian people to their productive regular lives and that such devastating events subside through our more considerate eco-friendly ways.
Hurricane Ida triggers fatal conditions in El Salvador. On Sunday, Hurricane Ida triggered a low-pressure system in the Pacific Ocean that swept south and central El Salvador with flooding and landslides. The government reported at least 124 fatalities, while 60 other people remain missing. Some 7,000 people have been taken to shelters, with another 182 evacuated from areas at risk. The nation's soldiers and residents are looking for survivors, while President Mauricio Funes described the damage as incalculable. On November 9th, Supreme Master Qinghai quickly asked our association's foreign group to arrange for some association members to go comfort the most afflicted, like the elderly without caregivers or the orphaned. She also offered $10,000 with her love and sorrowful prayers. This amount could obtain $76,000 in goods in the United States based on the cost of living in El Salvador. Our gratitude, soldiers and other rescue personnel of El Salvador, for your brave endeavors. We are also thankful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's heartfelt assistance to the vulnerable. We send our sincere sympathies for the lives lost and pray for a soon restoration of the Salvadoran people's day-to-day lives. With the grace of the Providence, may such weather extremities lessen as we strive to restore the earth's balance.
Thailand declared disaster areas due to floods. 4 days of the torrential rain in the southernmost provinces of Songkhla, Narathiwat, Pattani, and Yala have resulted in at least 15 fatalities as flash flooding resulted in the evacuation of some 1,700 households. With nearly 125,000 people affected, farmlands have also been damaged.
4 districts in Trang Province were declared disaster zones as massive inflows of seawater also caused a second round of flooding in the central province of Samut Prakan, leaving some roads under 80 centimetres of water. The royal family, including their Royal Majesties King Pumipan Adanyadet and Queen Sirikit, expressed their concern for those affected and have engaged Thai officials as well as the army to deliver humanitarian relief. With a much troubled heart and her prayers, on November 9th, Supreme Master Ching Hai pledged $10,000 for the most desperate and neglected. This could acquire $55,000 in supplies if purchased in the United States, based on Thailand's cost of living. Your Majesties, officials and relief personnel, we appreciate your swift and attentive care of the afflicted. We are also grateful to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her concern and aid to the Thai people. It saddens us to know of those who perished, and we pray for the protection and soon recovery of the flood victims. Let us join in greater benevolence for the lessening of calamities as these.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Community-acquired MRSA increasing in deadliness. Researchers at the Loyola University in Illinois, USA, have found an increase in the occurrence of methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, or MRSA, throughout the country, particularly during the summer months. Pharmacologist Dr. Carol Moore explained that MRSA enters via the skin and the rise in summer cases could be explained by people wearing fewer protective clothing. Community-acquired MRSA, which causes extremely painful sores and is lethal for about 10% of those infected, has been associated with livestock farming.
This is due to the excessively high amounts of antibiotics given to animals to artificially speed their growth for profitability and so they can withstand the filthy conditions of their cramped and contaminated quarters. A study done in Iowa, USA found that 49% of pigs and 45% of pig farm workers had MRSA. Similar patterns were also found in the Netherlands, Denmark, and Canada. Most recently, a US study found a new strain of MRSA to be 5 times deadlier than all other known strains, killing 50% of its victims within 30 days. It is also showing greater resistance to the one potent antibiotic that has been effective in treating MRSA.
Meanwhile, the animal-to-human transmitted disease of swine flu continues its toll across the globe. Swine flu cases have long been said to have reached the millions in countries such as the United States, although the global total is so high as to be unknown. The European Centre for Disease Prevention and Control announced the total deaths have officially risen to 6,349. In Europe, 37 fatalities were reported in the past 24 hours, and in the Ukraine, whose past few weeks saw a very rapidly growing outbreak, the death toll has risen to 155. Many countries have reported new swine flu deaths, with recorded tallies recently rising to 2 in Palestine, 6 in Bangladesh, 24 in Kuwait, 27 in Turkey, 39 in Orlak or Vietnam, 48 in South Korea, and 502 in India.
We appreciate your research, Dr. Moore and colleagues, in helping us to better understand the public health risk of MRSA. May heaven comfort all those suffering due to diseases born of the inhumane practice of animal meat production, as we pray that all societies soon counter these contagions with the organic vegan diet, which promotes our highest health and longevity.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living.
Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration.
Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration.
Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration.
Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants.
Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu. To avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSE and pig disease or PMWS, etc.
To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
It's health.
It's economy.
It's ecology.
It's compassion.
It's peace.
It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below, al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vrg.org,
www.vegsource.com,
or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
U.S. First Lady awards outstanding students art projects. The 2009 Coming Up Taller Awards were presented by First Lady Michelle Obama to 19 arts and humanities programs that reach underserved children and youth, along with a $10,000 prize for each recipient. The programs were being honored for their encouragement of young students' artistic self-discovery. Recipients included the Kesha Dance Company of New Mexico, which uses dance to teach literacy, math, and conflict resolution skills to 250 youths at a state juvenile detention center. Sichuan China's Green Path of Art, offering lessons in opera, dance, and visual arts to children from low-income families. And Colors and Strings of Egypt, which provides a wide range of after-school activities in performing and the arts.
At the ceremony, Mrs. Obama offered tribute to all the honorees, saying, "You ask our young people to dream, and you give them the tools to fulfill those dreams. For that, we honor you. We thank you, and we pledge to do everything we can to help continue the extraordinary work that you do." Bravo all Coming Up Taller awardees, and many thanks, First Lady Obama, for your meaningful support. We look forward to seeing more of such uplifting programs and their promise of a fulfilling future for our world's youth.
Brazilian President honored with UK Award for Leadership. On behalf of the London Institute of International Affairs, His Royal Highness Prince Edward, Duke of Kent, presented the prestigious Chatham House Prize to President Lula da Silva at a ceremony held in London's Whitehall Palace. The award is given annually to the statesperson who in the past year has made the most important contribution to improving international relations, peace and democracy. In making their selection, the Chatham House Prize judges praised the Brazilian leader as a key figure in fostering stability and integration in Latin America while furthering consensus in multilateral trade and economic forums. Our congratulations, President Da Silva, on this deserved global recognition. May your leadership continue to serve the highest goals of the people of Brazil and beyond.
Save our planet. Washington, D.C., USA hosts unique climate change conference. On November 8th, a climate change conference was held in the capital of Washington, D.C., USA, bringing together experts of science and health, as well as international ambassadors, media members, artists, and guests. Titled Humanity's Leap to the Golden Era, the event highlighted current planetary challenges with distinguished speakers addressing such aspects as environment, health, lifestyle, and spirituality.
In addition, engaging video messages on the need to address global meat consumption were contributed by esteemed figures, including former Indian Environment Minister Maneka Gandhi, former European Parliament member Jens Holm, and leading American nutrition researcher Dr. T. Colin Campbell. Complementing the speeches were uplifting artistic and musical performances.
The highlight of the afternoon was an informative question and answer session via video conference with the guest of honor, Supreme Master Ching Hai, who had graciously set aside her busy schedule to discuss the ways that humankind could transition to a brighter era.
Humans are naturally more generous and peaceful. It's just that we all have been misinformed, misunderstood for a long, long, long time. We thought meat is good for us, we thought dairy is good for us, we thought fish is good for us, we thought eggs is good for us. It's all wrong. It's the opposite of what is good. Above all, it is eating up our planet. It's not just killing people, it's not just killing animals, it's killing our planet. And we have to stop it in order to save our world. Just walk the opposite way. The right way without causing any more suffering, no taking more lives, but loving and protecting all creatures. That's the leap that all humanity needs. This leap in consciousness is also to save all other beings that deserve a harmonious world to live in. If everyone makes this shift, we can save our planet.
We thank all respected participants of this unique conference for joining in concern for the planet. Our heartfelt appreciation goes to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her guidance and support to humanity as we continue striving to advance. Blessed be our shared endeavors in building a wholesome planetary home for all of creation.
Please tune in to Supreme Master Television's Words of Wisdom for the full rebroadcast of this live event at a later date with multi-language subtitles.
Save our planet. Lester Brown urges leaders focus on food security in Copenhagen. Delivering the 2009 Peter Roberts Memorial Lecture for Compassion in World Farming, Lester Brown, environmentalist, author, and founder of the U.S.-based environmental research organization World Watch Institute, highlighted government's need to prioritize food security now in order to prevent civilization's decline.
Noting that our generation is the one that will make the difference for those to come, Mr. Brown said that we must reduce meat and dairy consumption to quickly reduce greenhouse gas emissions. He stated, a plant-based diet requires roughly one-fourth as much energy as a diet rich in red meat. If we move down the food chain, we can save energy, land, and water.
Mr. Brown, we laud your noble call for dietary change to preserve our civilization. Let us hasten to adopt the plant-based diet for the sustainable future of our ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has often conveyed the humane and life-saving benefits of turning away from livestock raising, as during an interview for the July 2009 edition of the Irish Sunday Independent.
Animals raised for meat and dairy are responsible for more greenhouse gas emissions than all the transportation sectors combined. with livestock as the largest single producer of methane, eliminating meat and dairy products will help to immediately cool the planet. This cools the atmosphere quickly and enough that we have more time to continue developing alternatives to coal and other fossil fuels. We need to save the planet now, like yesterday. And the organic vegan diet is the one thing, that's the thing that will do that.
Save Our Planet, World Religions announced plans for going green. Delegates from over 60 religious organizations representing 9 of the world's main religions were graciously hosted last week by Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II and His Royal Highness Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, in the United Kingdom.
I'm grateful that Prince Philip has brought us together to contemplate our commitment to this earth, our one and only home.
At the end of their conference, which included their enjoyment of an eco-friendly vegan meal, they committed to over 30 multi-year plans for mitigating climate change.
Sheikh Ali Goma, the Grand Mufti of Egypt, spoke for over 200 Muslim leaders and scholars as he revealed a new Muslim purchasing program calling for food to be local and organic, along with plans to green the 10 most sacred Muslim cities within 5 years and the creation of an eco-friendly annual Hajj pilgrimage within 3 years. Jewish, Sikh, and Hindu leaders likewise announced faith-based eco-labeling systems for food, building materials, and energy. All participants pledged to introduce environmental education in their schools.
It then struck me that since many of the major faiths believed in the special creation of the world, that they ought to have a special concern for its health and vitality.
Global religious leaders, our appreciated thanks for your unified gathering to benefit our planet. May your collective leadership help guide sustainable ideals for people of all faiths across the globe. We specially salute Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth of England and His Royal Highness the Duke of Edinburgh for your unprecedented actions toward a safer world of tomorrow. May heavens bless you manifold.
Save Our Planet. Cornell University scientists in the U.S. find arid desert soils lose more nitrogen to the air with warming climates, indicating that these regions are likely to support even less plant life in the future.
Save Our Planet. Hydrogeologist Heru Hendrayana of Indonesia's Gajah Mada University reports that groundwater levels in Yogyakarta are dropping 30 centimeters per year due to prolonged drought resulting from climate change.
Save Our Planet. In the United States, the Utah Physicians for a Healthy Environment call on residents and state leaders to act immediately in mitigating global warming, saying that it is the largest public health threat faced by humanity.
Warning news. A new study by British and Chinese scientists finds that exposure to pesticides such as organophosphates adversely affects mental health, increasing the risk of suicidal thoughts.
I'm Rangu the orangutan, a total vegetarian, with a tip on saving money and resources. Have you ever thought about being a tourist in your own town? It's an exciting way to learn more about where you live. Try checking out your local information center for parts of your city you would still like to explore. Maybe there's a museum or vegan restaurant you haven't been to, or a fun park that your children would love to visit. This is a lovely time to enjoy your family. Plus, you get to lessen your carbon footprint and reduce the cost of traveling. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now, the worldwide weather.
In world news, the United States donates $411.4 million to Jordan. The funds will be used to help the nation create jobs, boost investment, enhance water management, and improve the economic situations of those in need. The latest grant brings total U.S. funding for the country to $513.5 million in 2009. U.S. Ambassador His Excellency Mr. R. Stephen Beecroft said, "We are impressed by the commitment of the people and government of Jordan to implement a bold reform and development agenda to improve the lives of Jordanians, especially the poor, young, and underprivileged. Our sincere appreciation, United States, and God bless your generous assistance. May all citizens of Jordan greet many bright and sustainable tomorrows."
In green news, the United Kingdom pledges more than $165 million to address deforestation. UK's Department for International Development will contribute the funds to the $348.5 million forest investment program, which is part of the World Bank's Strategic Climate Fund. The goal of the forest investment program is to protect forests, promote the sustainable management, and enhance the standard of living of the disadvantaged in forest areas. Norway, the United States, Australia, Denmark, and up to 8 nations in tropical regions vulnerable to climate change will also participate in the program. Our deep thankfulness, United Kingdom and the Forest Investment Program, for your dedication to regaining the majesty of our precious woodlands. May the life-giving trees of the earth soon thrive in splendor, radiating love and joy to all. Coming up on Noteworthy News, the International Coastal Cleanup takes place in Hong Kong. We're stepping out to say hello to the birds and return right away. Stay tuned for more worthwhile news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, beautiful news for a glorious world. In ecology news, Hong Kong takes part in International Coastal Cleanup. The environmental campaign, sponsored by Washington, D.C., USA-based Ocean Conservancy, is a month-long effort to beautify the beaches across the globe. In Hong Kong, EcoVision Asia organized the event, which was launched on Lama Island, featuring celebrity guest ambassadors Mr. Daniel Wu, Miss Jocelyn Luco, Mr. Anthony Sandstrom, and Miss Lisa S.
Hundreds of thousands of people in more than 75 countries alone will be removing millions of kilos of trash from waterways and beaches all over the world during the Ocean Conservancy's International Coastal Cleanup each and every year.
We send our heartfelt thanks, Ocean Conservancy, EcoVision Asia, and all those participating in the International Coastal Cleanup. Heaven bless your work of maintaining the immense resplendence of our planetary home.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Alexis by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled Husband Material.
Chàng thủ thị, anh yêu em lắm, anh muốn cưới em. Nàng đáp lại, em tiêu hoàng lắm nha, anh có sợ không? Không không, tiền của anh là tiền của em mà. Còn nữa, anh có thích rửa bát, giặt quần áo, lau chùi nhà cửa và gặn dưỡng chó đi chơi không? Ồ, có sao, chuyện đó là chuyện của đàn ông mà. Còn nữa, anh có thể để em tự do muốn làm gì thì làm không? Đương nhiên, anh đâu phải là ông chồng lạc hậu. Còn nữa, anh có bằng lòng để em đi chơi riêng khi em muốn không? Dĩ nhiên, hôn nhân đâu phải là một cái cùng. Còn nữa, anh có bằng lòng cho em tiếp bạn trai tại nhà không? Có chứ, mặt trăng nào phải của riêng ai? À, vậy thì để em nghĩ lại coi. Không, em không thể lấy một người đàn ông nhu nhược như thế được.
And now for our viewers' hotline. On a case for the World Peace Diet with vegan author Dr. Will Tuttle, on a journey through aesthetic realms.
What an amazing and good doctor. Thanks, Dr. Will Tuttle, for sharing your love. Love abide from friends.
Cherished, love via, Dr. Will Tuttle indeed makes a very persuasive case for transitioning to the compassionate vegan lifestyle. May many people join the circle of love and save not only our world, but our virtuous selves. With divine light to you and all your forward-thinking French co-citizens.
Do you have a hotline today? We very much appreciate your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May your days be graced with heaven's melodies. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
During his visit to Baghdad, Iraq, Chairman of the Iranian Shura Council, Ali Larijani, encourages further diplomatic relations between the two countries.
As part of the activities commemorating 60 years of Chinese-North Korean diplomacy, a team of Chinese doctors perform free cataract and oral surgeries, as well as ophthalmic examinations for less fortunate North Korean patients.
Egypt opens a Rafah border crossing with Gaza, Palestine, to allow Hajj pilgrims to make their way to the holy city of Mecca in Saudi Arabia.
Four-time U.S. National Basketball Association champion John Sally writes to congressional representatives asking for improvements in the Child Nutrition Act that would provide healthy vegetarian foods in school lunches.
Members of India's Plant and Animal Welfare Society purchase two abandoned horses from the Kalyan Dombivli municipal government and send them to a private rural residence for rehabilitation.
The United Arab Emirates Ministry of Higher Education and Scientific Research brings together Nobel laureates and other renowned intellectuals at the Third Festival of Thinkers to discuss topics of regional influence in the Middle East.
Libya invites a group of South African farmers to offer technical assistance and support in helping the country alleviate her current dependence on imported food.
On behalf of his country's government, Myanmar's Foreign Minister U Myan Win gives cash donations totaling $130,000 for earthquake relief in Indonesia, as well as aid for those affected by Typhoon Ketsana in the Philippines and Laos.
The Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan Humanitarian Works Foundation of the United Arab Emirates offers to pay Hajj pilgrimage expenses for a number of less fortunate Indonesians.
In northern India, 500,000 political and religious leaders from the Deoband, an influential Indian Islamic school, passed a resolution affirming their approach of non-violence and only peaceful means of change.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.supremastertv.com/NWN.